Friends, what's on your bucket list? Let me go back here. First, you know, just to confirm that terminology, the expression kicking the bucket, referring to death, is a very old one, actually, surprisingly old, two or three centuries. Bucket list is a little newer. I don't know when I first encountered it. I heard someone say it and kind of wondered what they were referring to, and then the penny dropped, and I thought they must be thinking about what they're going to do before they die, or hope to do before they die. But it was a new phrase to me at that moment. I gather there was a movie in 2007 or so, and I don't know how long before that, or if it's from that, that the expression springs. But it's that idea of people having in their mind some things they intend or hope to do before they die. And, you know, what people say is on their bucket list. People want to go to Hawaii, they want to take a cruise, the adventuresome ones want to go bungee jumping or try a parachute on. But it's a multifaceted thing depending on the interests and the personality of the individual. It's not, you see, actually a to-do list. It's not a little detailed thing. It's a desired experience list. Things that people hope to experience. And I guess if they have something on their bucket list, then they have to probably create some sort of to-do list in order to make it come to reality. What's with the bucket list and the Christian faith? The sermon title is Your Bucket List and the Bible. Now, let me say I'm not exactly sure that God approves of this series. Let me explain that. I originally intended to introduce this phrase in the introduction to a sermon for the first Sunday in Advent, December 1st. That service got canceled because of an ice storm. I then sort of thought about the idea for a while and thought that it might deserve being amplified into a short sermon series, which was to begin last week. And the service was canceled. So I'm not quite sure what God was trying to tell me, but I am soldiering on here. Anyway, it was, you see, when I was reading the Bible that it struck me that there was an association between the whole concept of things you want to do before you die and things that appear in the scripture. The passage I had intended to read on that first Sunday in Advent from the Gospel of Luke is the passage I read this morning from Luke 2. It is the story of an elderly man in the temple in Jerusalem who was present when Mary and Joseph brought the child, the infant Jesus, to the temple. And this man, Simeon, had long had the expectation and in fact the confidence that he would see the Lord's Messiah before he died. And of course there were others who believed that the Lord was going to send his Messiah, but for Simeon it was very specific. For Simeon, it was going to be something that he witnessed in his own lifetime. And he understood that the Holy Spirit had confirmed that promise to him. Seeing the Messiah was on Simeon's bucket list. And not only that, but he understood that God had promised that to him. And so somehow God was implicit in this expectation that Simeon had. Of course, Simeon's role was also one of studying the scriptures, and with that promised expectation that he would see the Lord's Messiah, he took obviously great interest in the implications of the Messiah's birth. And he had explored the scriptures and understood that while the Messiah would bring redemption, it would not be without pain and sorrow. But yet, it was his firm expectation that this was something that would happen before he died. And so it was with great joy on that day when Mary and Joseph came into the temple carrying the infant Jesus, and Simeon recognized that this was the one. Spectacular story. And then I began to think about that, you know. Well, this is kind of like, as I said, Simeon's bucket list. And then I began to wonder if there were other places in the scriptures where people had expectations of things they would accomplish before they died. Well, we you know, read some human stories in the scriptures of people who had hopes of things that they might do. Not all of them were accomplished, as was Simeon's, but I mean, King David wanted to build a temple. He didn't get to do it. His son Solomon did. But it was something he hoped for. Abraham wanted an heir, a son. And it certainly looked like it was never going to happen. But then the startling thing in that story is that God came along and said, yes, it will. And by that point, Abraham was almost prepared to argue with God that it wasn't very likely. But one might say that God put having an heir back on Abraham's bucket list, and then saw it to completion. And then I began to wonder, does God have something on my bucket list? And if so, what might it be? And if so, if God has intentions for the remaining of the days that are allotted to me, then maybe I should take some interest in finding out what they are, or seeing more clearly what they might be, in order to bring myself into alignment with the Lord's purposes for my life. I don't have the sense that God has put things on my bucket list that are quite as specific as Abraham had on his, or even Simeon had on his. But surely, as long as we have life and breath, then the Lord has intentions for us, desires for us. And it challenges us to consider them, to reflect on them, to ponder them. Not so much even to know what they are as to understand the nature of the Lord's desires for us in the time that remains to us. And if there are things, even general things that the Lord intends to happen in my life, then it falls to me to cooperatively seek to live them out. So that kind of takes me back to where I started. What's on your bucket list? Now, I think, you see, we all do have bucket lists. We may not have ever said, we may not have ever used the phrase about ourselves, but we do all have things that we kind of hope to do or accomplish or see fulfilled. And many of them are quite personal. You know, as parents or grandparents, we have aspirations for our children, things we would like to see happen in their lives and worlds. For ourselves, too. And of course, I don't think that I'm not trying to turn this into everything that we hope to do before we die has to be specifically spiritual. I don't think it's wrong for people to have hopes of doing various things that they plan to do in busier times in their lives and never quite got to, and now have the thought that, yes, there's still time, I could do that. I mean, maybe you should take that trip to Hawaii or wherever. But still, what I want to introduce is that it's not merely a self-centered exercise, but that looking at the remainder of our days is also a spiritual exercise. And it's one that deserves our thought and our prayerful consideration. Because it's not only what's on my bucket list, but what would God want on my bucket list? I'm still working on it. As I said, I don't expect that The answers will be as specific, perhaps, as those experienced by Simeon and Abraham, but when I ponder it, I realize that if I'm responding to God, then his concerns for the remainder of my days must become my concerns for the remainder of my days. And if he has concerns for the remainder of my days, then I know that he will walk with me in the direction of accomplishing them. And I hope to recognize some of that and to live it out with gratitude to God. So, never before in my life did I have what I consciously called a bucket list, but I'm working on it. And I'm working on it from the perspective of it expressing gratitude to God. So take this with you and come back. We're going to poke around at this subject of bucket lists a little bit more for another two or three Sundays. This is part of God's good news for us, because we do not walk into the future alone. He is with us. And that's good news. Thanks be to God.